I grew up and pretty rough, most homophobic place in Australia, outback Queensland. And eventually I became the first female shearer in Australia, so that was pretty tough country as well. And then travelled to Tasmania in later in life. I didn't have acceptance from my family just from my difference. They didn't even know that I was same-sex attracted or that I was transgender, but they knew that I was different, and there was a lot of problems and abuse really from that as well. And I escaped eventually, I guess, to Tasmania to get away from that family looking over my shoulder and frowning at me, I suppose. And the guys want their son to be a blokey bloke sometimes, especially in the outback Queensland, and they want their girls to be a little girly girl, and if then they don't fit that bill, then they don't fit the family always. And that certainly in my case was the case. Mum wanted a little girl and my father wanted to disown me, and Mum said, "Well, I've given up a lot for you, but I won't give up a child." So they didn't disown me, which is good. I've got a good relationship with my mother now, but it's taken a long, long time. It's 25 years before my mother had even met one of my partners, and Dad still never will.